broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes, and this is Awake to Love, a Michael Hayes show. And we are welcoming you all this morning, hoping that you're all doing well and feeling up to a day of growth and a day of loving. Where I'm going to start by asking for the light, which is a form of prayer, invoking our attunement to the Spirit of God. So, dearest Lord, we come before you in this moment, opening to receive your blessings, and hoping to share all that we can with you. We ask for your guidance and love. Through your Holy Spirit, we might come into greater awakening. We ask that through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we know as the mystical traveler consciousness, that we might come into the remembrance that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and the blessings already are present. We are thankful, Father, for your goodness. We give our thanks, Lord, now and always. So be it. So here in Southern California, we have a beautiful day. It's one of those idyllic, almost spring days, and it invokes in me a gratitude, a thankfulness for this earth and for the life I live on it. Not that I'm always excited to be here, but I am excited by the beauty and the majesty of life. I've talked a lot recently in some of my shows about a consciousness that works with me, actually works through me, I guess is more accurate. It's hard to describe the relationship, except it's very real to me now after many, many years of learning about it and in some ways struggling with it. It is a hard thing for me, or was a hard thing for me, to let go and to let something greater than my own consciousness be the instrument of service. I think we're all called to this in some way because our human nature or our lower nature in itself has agendas and has flaws that just go with being human. But there are consciousnesses that are beyond that, that have already fulfilled the human expression, have already done this planet, who are returning back into this world to serve. And sometimes these consciousness will re-embody as a soul, where they will come back in, that the soul of that consciousness will then return into life and take form again as a soul reincarnating. Other times, these are souls that have actually transcended the soulic expression. They actually exist now as spirit, as a form of spirit, which is a much higher, much less attached consciousness than the soul. The soul is a beautiful expression of God individuating itself to explore the dimensions of reality that God has created. And yet the soul in itself still is at a different level than the pure spirit. If we were to come fully awake to ourselves as a soul, we would recognize our oneness with all other souls. When a consciousness really comes awake to itself as spirit, in a form of God consciousness, then it knows its oneness with all that is. It knows its oneness, not simply with all other souls, but all beingness, all creatures, all planets, all conditions of physicality and non-physicality. That is a much higher state, and there are beings that have done that process to go through creation and come out and be in that spirit state. For those beings, it is not a normal process that they would re-embody as a soul because they are no longer operating through the use of the soul. But what they would do to serve back in this planet is they will interface with souls that are already here that qualify, and I don't know how to tell you what that qualification is because I don't say that I truly understand it. It is somewhat similar to the idea of a walk-in, but not quite the same. They come in more as an overshadowing and an interfacing with the consciousnesses of the souls that are available to that. And a very strong example of it, the most profound one I know of, was a man named Roger Hinkins was overshadowed by consciousness of John, or John the Beloved, who was perhaps Jesus' closest disciple, certainly the one they said most loved, but most like him. Now, it's hard to know for sure 2,000 years ago what it was. Obviously, there were other disciples that were loved and served and did great things. And there was Mary Magdalene, and there were many consciousnesses that were involved in the action of the Christ and the bringing forward of that to greater availability to the world. But John the Beloved was foremost amongst them. So after being John the Beloved, that consciousness transcended into a spirit state, and yet it has come back into this creation to serve. And the most recent one that I know of was this John Roger, who that consciousness interfaced with him and overshadowed his consciousness. So hence that he changed his name from Roger to John Roger. And those who were fortunate enough to be around him and experience the clarity and the power of loving that came through him realized there was truly something different that was made available through his consciousness. So anyway, this is a little something that hasn't been talked about a lot, but perhaps it's useful for people to know that there are consciousness that can interface into this world and work through us. I think we understand that idea. And there's much I don't know yet about that whole thing. I have ideas about it, but I'm still waiting for clarity usually before I talk too much about it. But hence, maybe that clarity will come simply by being available to it. So I think that's something people have been curious about. I got some questions. People wrote to me about some of that. So that's some of what that's about. I do know that this consciousness that I've related to is interfacing me, which was called Bartholomew or Nathaniel, the same being, back at the time of Jesus. I do know that it has had other interfaces and other times with other consciousnesses through the last 2,000 years. I also don't know that it doesn't interface with many consciousnesses at once, because as a spirit form it could do that. So I certainly wouldn't try to claim an exclusivity that it's interfaced with Michael Hayes' consciousness, because I have no idea how many consciousnesses it might choose to interface with. So doesn't make me special in this. It made me willing and available. And I'm discovering more and more about this process. And as I discover it, I'll talk about it. Okay, I think that's a good start off for today. I'm going to let Jay, the radio host, know that if anybody has called in and wants to ask questions, then I will take questions. it's important for me that the questions, if we possibly be more spiritually oriented, more oriented about what we're talking about, or spiritual things, rather than just personal to one's own personal condition, their health situations. I'm not a doctor. Yes, I know a lot of people call me about that, and I'm happy to assist as I can from the Spirit, but I'd rather use this time for sharing so they're going to gain more for the most number of people. So if anybody wants to call in to the station, they're welcome to do. This is Healthy Life Radio, and the guest call-in number would be 800-555-5453. That would be 800-555-5453. And you could also call in on 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. So if anybody wants to call them, you can do that. Till then, I'm just going to talk and tell you whatever I am called or moved to talk about. There's a wisdom in the Spirit that's been called forward into the human expression in this time that is a conglomeration of many threads of consciousness, of many learnings, of many aptitudes about spiritual transcendence and spiritual growth, about this process of awakening, this process of self-realization, soul realization, God realization. There are many directions and dimensions to how this can occur for us as human beings, how we can come more conscious to our divine nature. And there is validity to so many directions and so many approaches that we can gain and grow through each of these. Every one has something for us. As we have lifetimes here, we will try out many different expressions and experiences, and many of these different paths, if we want to call them that, they are all ultimately for us. As we go through and progress just through the simple fact of having experience and learning, we will become more selective towards the paths that will enhance our progression most rapidly. And the only way we'll know the difference is through the trial and error process of living. And so we do, and so we have. And so for so many of us, there's been so many involvements and so many different expressions and so many different techniques, so many different paths. And this is a great thing for us to undergo, for as we undergo those things and we learn about them, our learning is taken up into our consciousness of the soul and in a sense is stored for us as a learning that is then a gift that we then bring to God as we come back into the Godhead that we were extruded from. We have this learning that we have learned about creation. And so there's nothing really wasted on that, because we might try some approach to life or some approach to God that is very obscure and very strange to other people. Yet for God, it could be very useful as another dimension of the human dynamic, another dimension of experience in time and space. So there's sort of a pool of wisdom gained through many different expressions and many different approaches that is becoming more and more available. And part of what's making that more available is the availability of information on the planet. the criteria for us, looking at that, should always be, first of all, what's our higher guidance telling us? And secondly, is there a workability to the different information? First, the higher guidance was what we want to get to, because it's with all the information available now, there is going to be required some selectivity. And there will be things we might study or read about that we may recognize could have a validity, but we're not attracted to them. This may be because we've already done them before. There may be other paths which we may be almost repulsed by because we tried them and they didn't work. And there may be those paths that call to us, and then out of that we want to judiciously and pragmatically select what would work for us in our lives. This makes us in a permanent state of study or of student, even though on some level we may have a level of mastery, even a mastery that others. Okay, we're going to take a caller. Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is Carol Nitre from Michigan.
Hello, Carol. How can I serve you today?
Yes, and I'm trying to form the question as I'm talking to you, so however you can help me do that, I would be grateful. But it has to do with being more fully engaged with soul, with spirit, inwardly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because when we go inside, we can. There's a lot of things there that can distract us. Obviously, our
right.
mind, our emotions, our fantasies, the communications we get from the world that are impelling us to act in the world in a certain way, to create certain things, to have certain things, to belong into this world expression, in the sense to live and act in a way that fits in. So we have a tremendous call pushing us outward, and yet we also have a higher call pushing us inward, because by going inward is where we're going to get the strongest support for remembering who we are, for coming back to our spirit.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I am right now. It's like it's sort of kind of like a push me, pull me, but not quite. And I'm learning about how to speak to the invisibleness of all of it, of
yeah.
this. And I really connect into what you've been talking about, the Bartholomew consciousness. And it's very difficult to put words on it or to talk yeah. about it.
Yeah, that's why I haven't talked about it for a very long time. I was first told by somebody that they believed that I was that one that had been
mm-hmm.
told to them, I guess, in a light study years before. And, yeah, I just took it as well. See, I was raised as an atheist. My dad was a scientist and an engineer, and, you know, so far mm-hmm. past Mensa Brilliant, you know, with 6-7 patents. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my mother was extreme intellectual as well, so I was raised to doubt everything. So the strangest thing is, even with all the metaphysical stuff I do, I always have part of me that questions it. So it took me a long time to get any traction with the Bartholomew thing, other than the message that I was given talked to me about that when I first heard the message, it said, well, and he just thinks about somebody, they start to get healed. Or they are actually said, if he just thinks about somebody, that they get healed. So I look at it as it was just that I started down a road as a healer. Because of my own healing, like I was healed spiritually of a scoliosis in my back. It was kind of remarkable to me. So, but I did start noticing that people kept talking to me and over saying, gee, as soon as I started to call you, I felt better. As soon as I heard your that voice, things started lifting. I started realizing, well, there's a lot of things I'm hearing from people that sound like what this guy was talking about. But I realize I'm not doing that. It's personal. I'm just loving them. And I'm trying to support them with guidance or whatever I get. But it seems like a lot of people are talking about it happens even before almost that they reach out. So that would have, that I started to realize, well, maybe that's what they're talking about. There's something greater going to work through. I have to allow for that because, but I really didn't know, and I wanted to have more tangibleness of it, so I didn't talk about this for a long time. It's a consciousness that is connected directly to the Christ action,
mm-hmm.
and service to it, and is given over to the service to the Christing of this earth, as is Jesus. So it serves in alignment with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
in alignment with Spirit. And it has very high awareness of Spirit. Funny thing is, when you wake up to who you are spiritually, you will realize and know exactly the same truth. So, for you, Carol, a lot of it is to surrender. You know, you have a fairy quality to you, like being out of the fairy kingdom. One of your lives, you probably love nature. And one of the things about, for you, it's hard to get your mind to stay focused on one thing.
Bingo.
Yeah, it's because it's like a fairy flitting around, like flowers like a butterfly. So I suggest for you that you invite yourself to, when you go to meditate, let God meditate you. Let Jesus meditate you. Let John Roger meditate you. Hey, let any master form that you want to meditate you. If
mm-hmm.
you ask for that, it will do it. And then you'll start to have the awareness you're seeking. All right, my friend. We're going to take a break. We'll be gone for 2 minutes.
Blessings
we'll
to you, Michael, and thank you.
We'll be back with more of Bartholomew and Awake to Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
And hello again. We're back with Awake to Love, and this is Michael Hayes. And we're looking to talk to a new person. Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. It's Dave in Kentucky.
Hey, Dave in Kentucky.
We know each other pretty well, actually, over the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question for you. I've heard other podcasters and you know, New Age guys talk about the planet is moving from third density into fourth density. Well, how do you see that happening?
I've never heard that particular terminology from third density to fourth density, so I'm not sure what they're trying to explain through all that. There's definitely a planetary shift going on.
Okay, so
it's interesting. The Archangel Gabriel came in when you came on the line, so there's probably something he has for you. So we'll keep talking, but just open to receive that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Now, interesting, because the Archangel Gabriel is, as well as these great, we call them Archangel, but they're probably great Archangels would be more accurate. And they are very, very involved in this transformation of the planet that you're talking about, like the frequency of the planet changing. Now, people have all sorts of different perceptions or points of view about the change of the planet when they talk about different densities of things. And there is an up-leveling of the frequency of the Earth going on. But it's not as simplistic as some people might think. The way I would explain it is more like that. The Earth is being transformed in a sense. The Earth is being Christed. What does that mean? It means that the very frequency of the Earth is being lifted to support a higher frequency of the Spirit to be present with it. And in that process, it's going to change the nature of how karma gets worked on this planet, so that karma will be worked more under grace than under law, or the karmic law of an eye for an eye. That there is a shift going on in the dimensions of the planet that are going to make the coming awake process on this planet, or the it's like saying this planet as a school is being up leveled, and so the learning can happen more gracefully, more easily, more efficiently. So there is a change going on. That would be the one I'm most aware of. There are all sorts of factors playing into that that I'm not going to talk about here, because we could go into it, might be hours. But certainly principal to that was the coming of Jesus 2,000 years ago created an opening for this other way of doing karma to be made more available to the world. And if you could look into the Earth itself, you would see at the core of the Earth, you would see it as like a golden orb of light that has been activated, and that is a metaphysical thing, but it's having a effect on the frequency, the vibration of the planet itself. And there's different terminologies for it. One of those that my wife wanted to use, which is one of the ancient names, is the Tuan. But it's like that which represents the grace of God or holds the grace of God. And that is increasing all the time in terms of the intensity of its look and the strength of the light frequency that's there. And that then is affecting the entire Earth. So I don't know if that helps you any, David, talking about all that, but it's something that's going on.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah,
meditate on it and ask for guidance on it, and you might come in contact with it. And there's many times my conscience will be taken into that golden orb when there's something particularly to be done for the planet, just to, in a sense, hold more light for what's going on. So, bless you.
Thank you, Michael. Love you.
Love you. All right. Hey. The entire Michael.
Hey, Michael. Daniel Safran.
Hello, Daniel.
I'd like to have greater compassion for Donald Trump and his followers in terms of look for the good, the divine in each person you see and leave the rest to God. So I thought I'd like to hear your take on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got karma that's pulling you into sort of doing battle with the I don't know how to say this. You're doing battle. It's like you're sensing what you would call or think of as a darkness, and you're doing battle with it. But if you look at what's really going on, is there is a, what I was talking about earlier, I won't talk about the planet. The planet, for a very long time, has been under a dominion of consciousness that in the was given dominion over this earth, and that there's a change going on. And so the fundamental change of doing karma under grace, which means when learning occurs, the karma can be shifted and changed and dealt with in a different way than an eye for an eye. So this opportunity that has come forward to the earth has created a pushback response from that which has been under the law for a very long time. And it's like saying there's a new possibility and there's an old familiarity that's trying to hold on. There's a biblical statement attributed to Jesus which said you cannot put the new wine in the old skin. So what's happening is there's new energetic of spirit coming in, and it's pushing this older response. And we could see it on the planet very much, where we had a flurry of democracy, which is a form of government that is more supportive to the what we would call the grace plan or the respect for all beings. Jesus said, when you've done these, the least of these, you've done it on me. He's really talking about all our oneness and therefore, in a certain way, the equality of beings. So there is a momentum that's not only been on the planet, but frequency of the planet that's been challenging that. And so you're getting caught into the againstness, which is actually serving the very thing that you would want not to be present. Peace is the cessation of againstness. That againstness for you is karmic. You have karma of what we would call zealotry. It's time to free yourself from that zealotry karma and let that go. Whenever we get caught in the righteousness of a cause, we should be very suspicious of the cause, or very suspicious of what we're doing. Because God loves all of its creation, including Donald Trump. Okay,
so
we're going to take a break.
Kind of
we'll be back in
that.
We're back in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
All right, we're back with Awake to Love. I'm Michael Hayes.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi, Michael. This is Artis. I'm in Colorado.
Hi, Artis.
I talked to you once in person quite a few years ago, but
oh.
I just appreciate this opportunity. I am feeling some tremendous shifting and changing, sometimes actually on a physical level as well as spiritually, and I'm just looking in general for any feedback you might have for me.
God consciousness is available to every being because there's nowhere God is not. What appears to be happening is that we are becoming more conscious of what's going on, including what's going on we don't like and what's going on that we do. A better way for you to understand what's going on for you is not so much that you're having shifts, like you're shifting, but I would encourage you to look at it that you are being shifted.
Uh-huh.
And you're being shifted by spirit. You're being shifted by the greater consciousness that oversees this reality, runs this reality, lives this reality, loves this reality, maintains this reality. And you are observing the shifts and noticing that. And not sure what to make of it all, except it's very real. And mostly it's exciting, and sometimes it's a little confusing and even maybe terrifying.
Yeah.
But this is all being done for you by the greater power. My teacher once said to me, cast your burden upon the Christ and go free. And he said that Jesus had said that to him once, and he took Jesus at his word and he did it. So I remember when he told me that, I did it too. And it was very powerful for me in terms of freeing me from something that burdened me for a long time. But hidden in that statement is the idea that there's something greater than us that lives through us and that runs this world and is living through every creature and every form, maybe even every molecule and atom in existence. It is a source of life beyond the life we know. It is the living, loving God in action. If we cast our burdens upon it, which another way to say is we give up that which we've held on to and been attached to that doesn't serve us, surrender to this greater truth, it will take it. It will absolve us of anything, and it will dissolve.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So you're invited to that in this moment. To cast your burdens upon the Christ and go free.
Thank you so much.
Bless you. Bless us all.
Thank
and
you.
That's all who are on this call. Take advantage of this same opportunity to cast whatever burdens we would or could upon the Christ and go free. You know, going free is really letting it go and then walking away or turning away from what it was that you let go.
I do feel that there's a lot of karma possibly being cleared, that I'm getting an opportunity to do that, and I'm sure that,
yeah,
if I'm right, that that's probably very much connected with what you're talking about.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless us all.
Thank you.
Beautiful thing that can happen sometimes. Really, can, it's always happening, but sometimes we will open ourselves to the opportunity it brings and surrender those things that don't serve us, that we've tied ourselves to through misunderstanding or misperception. The path of transcendence is actually very easy. Very hard to stay in the path of transcendence because there's a different path that has called us for a very long time and is very clever in how it calls us, and we have a lot of history with it, so we fall back into it again and again. When we come to that availability of grace, grace is available. So let's all just choose the grace. Choose the opportunity and the blessings that already are. Choose to be in alignment with the Spirit and with the fullness and power of the Spirit. That Spirit is always loving everything. When we surrender to it, we are always loving. Now, our surrender might be sort of in bits and pieces. We'll surrender to it, and then our mind jumps in. And when then we're working to quiet the mind so that we can get back to that surrender, then our emotions chirp in. Quiet our emotions, then the unconscious and the ego kick in. So, the process continues. Beyond the process is the truth. And that truth is that the blessings already are. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So God's gift to us, God's blessing to us is available every moment. Why not in this moment make yourself available to it as it is available to you? Why not surrender to its truth as Jesus surrendered to that truth and shared the truth of his surrender to make it our surrender? Let us all be in that surrendered state to make that truth available to others to be in surrender. Let us live this and walk this path of love Let us be available to the rejoicing in heaven as each part of God is remembered to the truth of its oneness with God. Each of us is given this opportunity to explore creation, to explore individuation, to explore a different reality. Underlying this opportunity is this gift of growth. And culminating this gift of growth is this gift of remembrance. We come back to a oneness, to a knowing of what God is doing in utilizing us. Let's all be in the gratitude, and let's all allow that to take place in us, through us, for us, for all the world. It is done. Taking a break. Back in 2 minutes.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
To Awake to Love. This is Michael Hayes, and we're taking a caller. Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, my name is Maria. I have a question.
All right,
if,
Maria.
If peace is the cessation of againstness, how would one approach change, especially in situations of violation within a consciousness of peace?
That's a good question. First of all, when we take the word violation, there is an assumption within them that there's been a victimization, like somebody's been victimized or violated. And there is a truth to that, but there's also a greater truth that everything has to be considered within. See, there's so many things that go on this planet. Like if we look at the world right now, we say, oh, look what's going on in Gaza. But look what happened that led to that, what they, was done to the concert goers and the kibbutz people in Israel. And when we could look around, we could say, my gosh, there's all these violations going on. There's all these victimization going on. And I would go, yeah, from that perspective, I have to say, I agree, and I can feel how that creates emotion in me, and my mind would lean towards thoughts of retribution. And as I'm looking at it from that angle, I can feel the lower chakras of my body activating. But I can also then say, but I also have these higher chakras. So I look at the situation from my higher chakras, and the first thing I'm drawn to look at, I realize, well, there's nobody in Gaza right now. There's nobody who was in the kibbutz or at that concert who didn't have karma to be there. So everybody there was meant to be there. And God allowed this to take place. So right there, I have an overview that says, huh, that it's not that I don't also have a lesser or a more emotional viewpoint, because I have a human body, and so I consider it all from the human perspective, where a wrong is being done, and how do I have peace with this wrong that's being done? Then I look at the overview, and I see this greater picture of, well, God is allowing this to take place. And the individuals that are involved have a karma to be there. Then I have to say, well, this makes it confusing for me to hold simply in that victimization. Because we're sort of saying, well, God's allowing these people to be victimized, and it's their karma to be victimized. So does God just have it in for them? Or is it part of a greater picture, a greater purpose playing out of God, which this planet has been very much under an eye for an eye for a very long time? Only recently now we get this opportunity for karma to be done differently under grace, where different choices can be made and retribution and violence and revenge can be bypassed, because a greater perception shows that a higher choice is to turn the other cheek, to let go, to give up the againstness, to fight no more forever. More recently we have that opportunity, but there's still many, many beings on this planet who are not yet taking advantage of that opportunity, haven't come to the point of realizing that greater opportunity. And so for them, things go on as they have gone on, under the eye for an eye of karma. So, for you as an individual, then you have to look at it the same way. Called, huh, this has happened to me. How do I let this go? How do I make peace? When I was 11 years old, I was damaged very severely by what everybody around me said was a pure act of violation. Pure act of violence that has left an effect on me to this day, physiological effect. And it was so interesting to see how, in my own consciousness, how I had to go back and look at the karma that brought me to that place where, because I seemed so innocent and so violated. Then look back karmically and have to own that I had set this up through my own actions, through my own choices, in another time. And I had, including the consequences of what happened, which that stayed with me. And so I have to realize that there is a higher perspective and a greater perspective that I had to choose so that I could come to peace with that. Realize it was part of a greater perfection. Now, it wasn't easy to let that go because my humanness kept saying, yeah, but. And I could feel my lower chakras starting to vibrate, going, yeah, but. Look what he did to me. Look what was done to me. So we all have these things that we may have to lay down, and some are going to be harder to lay down than others. But if we really want the consciousness of peace, if we really want to fully be available to God's grace, then we will let those go. See, if we hold on to any of those, then we hold on to the law, and then our karma must then be given to us under law. But if we want our karma to be done under grace, we must be willing to extend the grace. And that knowledge is what will allow you to free yourself from the story of violation. Because inevitably, if we look, we could look into the greater story of you through not just this life, but into other lifetimes, we will see that there's a much deeper story going on here. And that in the greater story of thing, everything just comes to balance. Doesn't mean we have to like it or approve of it, but that's the way out. That's the way you come to the freedom. It's by knowing that there's just a whole lot more to this. That God is a loving God. If God allowed it to take place, it was actually the most loving action that you were available to at that time. There might have been a more, quote, loving action that God could have done where you wouldn't have had to suffer or wouldn't have to go through the same thing. And yet it didn't come about because you weren't ready for to have it to be that way. So my advice to you, my advice to all of us, is open ourselves up to be ready for God's grace and for things to come in the way of grace, for our karma to be to us under grace, and that our choices continue to be for grace. The mastery of this planet for all of us is to be able to choose loving, even in loving in our actions and our attitudes, even when all the experiences and all the information are pushing on us to choose less than loving. God bless you. God bless every one of you for being with us today. We'll be back on the third Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific Coast time. And love to everybody. Thank you. This has been Michael Hayes. Thank you.